From Marketplace in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler, and for David Brancaccio. The question at the center of a major battle at the European Union's second highest court was, how much in taxes should Apple pay in Europe? And does that number reflect special treatment? Well, apparently it doesn't. Apple just won its case. Marketplace's Nova Safo has the details. Nova, tell us about the ruling.
The ruling is that Apple does not have to pay back taxes totaling almost $15 billion. The EU had accused Apple of getting a special tax deal in Ireland and locating its European headquarters there to avoid higher taxes elsewhere. But the EU's general court ruled that regulators had not proven their case. Ireland was put in the strange position of arguing that it doesn't deserve the $15 billion in back taxes. Here's Ireland's finance minister, Pascal Donoghue, explaining to our editorial partner, the BBC, why he's applauding today's ruling.
The principle that was at stake here, which is the fair treatment of all taxpayers, is a principle that is so big, it is bigger than any individual payment that we may or may not receive from any company.
Now, the case could still be appealed to Europe's highest court, Andy, and the EU put out a statement saying they're considering their next steps.
And so why is the EU so determined to go after Apple and Ireland in this case?
Well, because this is bigger than Apple, if anything can be. This case goes at the heart of how the digital economy and global multinationals are taxed. There are more than 1,000 multinationals in Ireland because of the lower corporate tax rate, much to the frustration of EU leadership. They want the big multinationals to pay taxes in the countries where they make their profits. That's something the US and Europe have been haggling over, but negotiations broke down last month.
Nova Safa, thank you so much.
You're welcome.